Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our intention for today's show is really about miracle healings with sound for everyone. We're going to be going through a lot of different miracles, talking about some amazing things that have happened, and discussing how different things happen as well with sound. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We've got our next certificate program in sound healing, which is also the beginning of the associate degree, starting May 11th at the Institute. We also have the summer, and that's the 3.5-month program. We have the summer intensive starting June 10th. It goes June 10th through the 23rd. And if you were to pay right away, you could still get a discount. It's only $14.85. You could get $300 off if you pay within a couple of days here. And that's 2 weeks straight, 10 to 9:30. Get in the zone and don't go home. I'm sorry, you go home every hour. And it's amazing. You totally are immersed in it, and it's really a wonderful experience. We've been doing it for about 10 years now. That June 10th to the 23rd is actually half of the certificate program. If you wanted to complete the certificate program, you could actually take the classes online, or you could do the second half in August. We have another 2 weeks in August, from August, I think it's August 5th to the 17th. And again, that's 10 to 9:30. So, and then our next semester after that starts again in September 4th for the 3.5-month semester. Again, the certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree program. The associate degree program goes much more in depth and also provides a whole range of experiences with research and also doing treatments on people as well. So that's our sound healing program. We also have the sound healing audio production program happening starting May 21st at the Institute, or starting just next week online. And that's running Pro Tools, learning how to do equalization, work with effects, how to create binaural beats, how to not only use audio equipment or audio computer software, but also how different frequencies and timbres affect us, and music affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we're really looking at how to make music and sounds and music that affect people at a much deeper level than just normal audio recording and just praying to higher spirits to come through us, which is wonderful, but it's also to have the actual tech down as well, and the actual information. Because often when you get the information to get more in the zone, then spirit and angels and ascended masters and even the positive aliens often show up more often. Yeah, the more you're in the zone, the more they like to show up. So we also have an open house on Sunday, April 22nd, and that's 1 to 6 p.m. Here in San Francisco. It's an amazing experience. Even if you're not interested in classes, you should come just to go on the sound table and to experience all the meditations, because we get really high every time we do an open house. You can always set up a tour or give me a call as well if you're out of town to talk about classes and what we offer. My phone number is 415-777-2486. The email is david@soundhealingcenter.com. And our website, of course, is soundhealingcenter.com. We're still offering a wide range of treatments here at the Institute, but also online. We can find your soul frequency online if you've got a webcam. We've gotten really good at being able to look at people and see their frequency. First thing you see when you see people is how consistent their frequency is. And the people that are really consistent, they're our gurus. They're our spiritual leaders. And the second thing you see is the actual vibration of the person. You can see it in how fast they move. You can see it in all their frequencies of everything about them. It's not really a psychic thing. It's really based on, you know, your main home frequency, which the rest of your system is based on. Like, your heart rate's going to be based on this frequency, your brainwave rate, even your walking rate is based on your soul frequency. And there's starting to be some really good evidence to prove this now. So we do that. We also do a wide range of other treatments that you can find at Sound Therapy Center, soundtherapycenter.com. Of course, we got about 60 CDs of incredible music. We've sold a ton of CDs now over the last 10 years. So you can check those out at the soundhealingcenter.com site. We've got a wide range of CDs with code quantum energy healing embedded in them. We're going to be playing some of them during the show today. And also, they've got binaural beats commonly embedded in them, which entrain your brain into different brainwave states and different states of consciousness. So, again, you can always call me at 415-777-2486 or go to soundhealingcenter.com. Miracle stories, wow. You know, it's really amazing how many amazing things happen. Like, at the Institute every week and in the treatment center. And I just recently started doing forms to have people really fill out the forms and really explain, you know, their experience. Because commonly, when I put someone on the sound table, which is a massage table with speakers mounted on the bottom, they'll come out of the room just going, whoa. And, you know, when I get on the sound table, it's amazing what happens. You know, I used to work with this psychic that was really good, I mean, just amazingly powerful, at going inside my body and finding stuck energy and problems and even stuff from past lives. I mean, she was unbelievable. She would go in and release things, rock things loose, right? And then I realized that I could just go on the sound table and set my intention, and it feels like beings of light are moving, coming into my body along with the music and doing healings on me. And it's way cheaper than having someone do a healing on me. You know, that's really the ultimate goal, is when we all realize that we all have this power to heal not only others, but to heal ourselves. And that's, you know, really what everybody should be taught from the beginning. Because if you are taught and you learn as you grow up that you have the power to heal yourself, then you would have it. You do have it. It's just we're so entrained to, you know, the medical system, or not even just the medical system. It's we're entrained to, like, oh, I got to go see this healer. You know, I've got to go get a massage. You know, I've got to have someone else fix me. You know, when the truth is we can easily do it ourselves. So, you know, it was great to find out that I could just get on the sound table. And, you know, what happens is the most amazing thing is if I have anything that is bothering me emotionally, if I'm upset in the least or upset a whole lot, yeah, I get upset a whole lot, not very often, but I can go on the sound table and within 10 minutes, completely, 100% completely cleared out. It's that emotion is not in my body anymore because my body is vibrating intensely from the speakers that I've been laying on. And it's no longer mentally in my head. Although, of course, I imagine I could probably bring it up again, knowing us humans, you know, we just are able to create craziness pretty easily, mostly because we've, in fact, I would say not mostly, I would say 100% because we're entrained into that craziness, those musical patterns from childhood and from our society. You know. So that's an amazing, some other things that have happened on the sound table, and then we'll get to some other examples of things that have happened, is, first of all, we've done research with 12 Parkinson's patients. Every time, their tremors go away completely. 20 minutes on the sound table, and tremors are 100% gone. Now, it's not a cure at all. It only lasts, you know, maximum 24 hours. But that means 24 hours of no meds and a good night's sleep. There was this one guy that came in. He got on the sound chair we have, and actually he could barely walk. He was almost completely frozen up from the Parkinson's. And he hobbled in, got in the chair, and after 20 minutes on the chair, he says, "I got to go to the bathroom." He hops up and goes running to the bathroom. Now, he's been going on the sound table two or three times a week. His life is completely transformed. I had another woman who had Parkinson's. She got on the sound table, and when the song was over, she was just bawling. Just bawling. And she said, I mean, she was completely still, too. No tremors at all. And she said, "I saw that I'm a pure spirit. That's who I really am. And as a true spirit, this Parkinson's, this shakiness, is nothing." Amazing stuff. Had this one woman that came in, and she had sciatica, this pain going down her hip to her leg, really badly. She had it so badly for so long that she actually had, that week, she had scheduled surgery to deal with it. She came in, and I'd never had people, you know, get rid of sciatica on the sound table. She gets on the sound table, and after 20 minutes, I go walking in, and she's bawling, totally, totally in tears. And she said, "It's gone. It's gone. It's gone." Totally cool. Amazing. There's another good one for the sound table. I had one of actually, the woman who used to do massage at our place, she was on the sound table. And she came out and she said, "Dave, what are you doing?" And I said, "What? What are you talking about?" She said, "These silver beams of light came out of that drawing on the ceiling, which is right above the sound table, and did this sacred geometry, created these sacred geometry structures, like right over my head, and then all of it went into my body." And she was... she was like, "What did you do?" And for 3 days, she was just like in the zone, totally transformed and in the zone. I've had people, probably about maybe 25% of the people or so who get on the sound table, when they come off, they're in tears. They're just crying. And I think it has to do with the fact that, for one, it makes you feel. You can't help it when these powerful subwoofers are vibrating your whole body. You can't help but feel. But it's also the music. that brings you into this unbelievable place of love. The music also has binaural beats and often in alpha, theta, delta, and that really takes you into a whole other state. But also, most of the music I have is synchronized to the breath, a slow breath, to help entrain a slow breath. But it's also got the intention, various intentions, but a lot of the ones I use have the intention of love, unconditional love embedded in them. And that's really powerful. I think a lot of people cry when they really feel love again and they realize how little love they have in their life throughout the day. The main song we play on the sound table, number, it's like our hit. We've got a bunch of them, but the hit that we play is Water of Life. So I want to play Water of Life now. This song is about bringing universal love into your heart. That is what the Water of Life is that flow of love into your heart. You can also visualize it coming, flowing into your thymus, which is right in the middle of your chest, right down into your heart. They say that's the portal for bringing love into the heart. So let's listen to Water of Life. It's an 11-minute version. And bring love into your heart.
Thank you.
you know, when it comes to miracle stories, there's stories at four different levels, the four different levels that sound affects us. There's physical stories, stories about physical diseases going away. There's stories about mental entrainment, people being able to actually study or sleep. There's stories about emotional release, releasing trauma. And there's stories about spiritual transformation to the max. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's amazing. All different levels. You know, it's so amazing. Really, the main point of this is to resonate the energy that this is a healing modality that needs to be taught in grade school. We need to be able to start healing ourselves again, you know, and it's the wonderful thing about sound is it's fun too. It feels good. You know, a lot of these healing modalities that a lot of people use that are really quite effective just don't feel good. You know, they're too much work. You know, whereas sound, you know, you can just lay on a sound table or just listening to a CD or even toning is not that much work. You know, and amazing things happen. Amazing things. Let me tell you about one of the most amazing stories of all. One of our previous instructors had breast cancer. She had a tumor that was almost a quarter of an inch across, and she actually had scheduled surgery to have the tumor taken out. And she actually then went out on a retreat out in the woods for a couple months. And her friend went with her. And she said what she did is she focused her intention and her voice right on the tumor. So she would, like, find the, you know, a note that go up and down in frequency until she found a note that would resonate the tumor. She said when she found it, she could feel it heating up in her breast. And then she said she would rock it up and down, kind of go above and below the frequency of it, and just play with it. And she did this for, you know, a few weeks, actually a couple months. And her friend also played the didgeridoo. And so he would play the didge right on her breast. And then she went in to have surgery. And they did an x-ray. And they said, something's wrong with the x-ray machine. You're going to have to go in and do it again. So she went in again. And then they said, it's gone. It's completely gone. This was like 7-8 years ago now. It's been gone ever since. It's amazing. I mean, we can get rid of cancers and tumors and things that without affecting anything else in the body, because when we find the resonant frequency of a cancer or a tumor, it breaks that up only, because the rest of the body is resonating at different frequencies. There's also the research of Fabian Mon that actually shows cancer cells being exploded with sound. We actually have the frequencies that he used. We sell a CD for that. We don't have it on our website, so if you're interested, you can email me, because, you know, we don't want to rock the boat. I mean, wouldn't that be horrible to wipe out a whole cancer mega business, you know, multi-trillion-dollar business with just, you know, a $30 CD. God forbid. Lord have mercy. Okay. So, also, I mean, as far as pain, oh my God. You know, just making the sound of pain will get rid of the pain. And I broke my rib once, and I just screamed. And the whole time I was screaming, the pain, I couldn't feel any pain. Kind of cleared the room out. No one wanted to hang out, but I felt no pain. when I was in the hospital a couple of years ago, I had surgery, and I was making really loud noises whenever I had any pain. And the nurses said, "You're freaking out the other people down the hall." And I was like, "Sorry." But then the doctor came in and said, I said, "You know, well, when I scream, you know, I don't feel the pain." He says, "You know why that is?" He said, "Your pain sensors can only handle so much information. And when you make sound, it fills them up and there's no more room for the pain itself." Very cool. Very effective for childbirth as well. To make really powerful sounds and you have no pain. Okay? It's really effective. There's many physical issues that you can use sound on. Just, you know, I've had people that have had heart problems, and they use sound, transmit the sound of love to your heart. Dr. Emoto actually transmitted the energy frequency of thank you and I love you to his pancreas and was able to heal them. Sound on the physical body, especially sound on bones and muscles, it's amazing how powerful. My girlfriend's sister had a broken bone. Her leg was broken in 6 places, and she used the frequencies for bones that we sell on it and healed. And actually, it started healing in 2 weeks. The doctor said bones never start taking on calcium less than 1 month. Sound on the physical body for organs, for kidneys especially, it's really effective. But nothing better than on endocrine glands. If you have thyroid problems or know anybody that has thyroid problems, sound is profoundly powerful. I've had where I could feel my thyroid was just shut down and been able to jumpstart it with sound. You know, where you have a buzz in your body where you kind of like, you can't go to sleep, your whole body's kind of buzzing from excitement or something that happened. Well, that's generally, I believe, your endocrine glands, mostly the thyroid and the thymus, although it can be the adrenals. Okay? And these endocrine glands are so receptive to sound. You can totally heal a thyroid with sound. Really amazing. And people have. People have. Okay? Physical. It's amazing how well sound works on people physically. But then there's the whole aspect of emotional release. Jan Sircone did a treatment on someone. She said, "During a sound circle evening, we toned with crystal bowls while toning with an adult female who had experienced neck stiffness and alignment issues all her life. She said a collar just lifted off of her back of her neck during a voice release. In 15 minutes, she said she released a lifetime of neck pressure. No chiropractic or body worker could shift. It stayed away, and the woman's artistic career and confidence took off. She believed it was related to the protection she created for herself around her mother's critical nature, which was, of course, a vibrational pattern that we permanently disrupted." I've seen people just completely release emotional issues and just be in tears, crying and crying and crying, going to a place of perfect stillness. Deep trauma cleared out. You can even use brainwave to clear out trauma as well. Brainwave entrainment, binaural beats that train you into delta, theta, and alpha. There's a whole range of stories of people that have had trauma cleared. There's also the aspect of transforming belief systems. If you resonate, we've done a whole show on this, if you resonate the opposite of a belief with sound. You can resonate it into being and get rid of that belief. It is simply a vibrational pattern that is stuck. The basic, most overall, most common one is, I am not good enough. Then you simply make the sound of, I am good enough. I don't feel good enough right now. I've got a frog in my throat. It's amazing how you can transform powerful negative beliefs about yourself with sound. And I know people, and I've done it myself, really powerful. I had a woman came in who was actually said she was going to commit suicide, and they had taken her to a hospital. She was unstable and full of anxiety. And we found her soul frequency, put her on the sound table with her song and her key, and at completion of the session, she was in tears. She took the CD and played it two to three times a week, and after 1 week, she reported her entire mental state had completely turned around. She was now looking at new creative projects to get involved with and other ways to help others. Boy, I can tell you, I've had in the past many times where I've been able to completely get rid of panic attacks with sound. It's our specialty here. We actually, if you have anybody that has panic attacks, let them know we have a technique I can teach you when we do the treatment to get rid of the panic attack completely. I mean, think of all the people that are on all types of drugs for panic and anxiety. I mean, this is huge. This is huge. It's just crazy that we're not using these techniques and taught these techniques as we grow up. Now, another aspect is to bring people into high states of meditation. Well, let's go to the mental aspect first. Okay? First, mentally, I've seen people overcome with ADD and ADHD. We do a treatment where we can actually test a wide range of keys and binaural beat frequencies and theta and alpha, and where we have somebody actually try and focus on something that they have a hard time focusing on, like a something they're trying to study. And then we try different frequencies and see which one actually helps them focus. It's just trial and error until we find it. We actually do a soul frequency and then try that first, but then we try other frequencies as well. And I've seen people go, just start crying. They go, oh my God, I can focus on my studies now. I mean, it's just a miracle. There's tons of people that are doing this type of work and research to help people with sound to be able to get rid of ADD and ADHD. One of our instructors worked with Alzheimer's patients, and he was actually in a room playing a piano, and this guy comes walking up to him and says, oh, I play piano, can I play lead? Tells him all about this band he used to play in, and this guy hadn't spoken in 8 years. I've seen the fog in my own mind turn from fog to clarity. I've been tired, mentally tired. You know how when you're really thinking a lot, especially writing, I think a lot of people are really, writers are often heavy set because you go eat a lot when you're writing or thinking a lot. Well, if you use brain waves and theta, it will reset the potassium in your body so that you no longer have brain fatigue. And I've seen people who are depressed at the brink of suicide, totally depressed, get completely turned around with brainwave entrainment. It's a miracle, really. And then there's one 7-year-old, she actually had autism. Within 1 week, she was looking you in the eye and could walk much better. Probably the coolest aspect is how sound can affect you spiritually. Often we talk about spiritual enlightenment, spiritual attainment, as the three things we just mentioned. Physically clearing out our system so that we're not, you know, a physical mess, so we're healthy. Second, clearing out stuck emotions that are stopping us from being high. And third, getting our mind clear and focused so we can really hold the energy of spirit. But then there's the aspect of spirituality as far as connecting to higher emotions like compassion, love, joy, and gratitude. And there's the aspect of also connecting to the frequency of your soul. And we've done whole shows on that. Or, even more importantly, connecting to spirit or source and going to a place where you're one with everything in the universe. And we've had shows on that as well. These are all amazing. I've seen so many people be able to completely transform and go into these high levels of connection to spirit. I'm pulling up some examples of some people here. It's like amazing when people go into other dimensions and have these experiences of oneness with the universe, where they see that the true reality is complete love all around us. And their lives are changed forever when they realize this illusion of separation that we live in is just crazy, just silly. It's one of our students, he says, it's our right as humans to know, understand, and feel these healing vibrations that can be traced back to the very beginning of time. This class exceeded my expectations, raising my consciousness to the fifth dimension, literally. I feel as if this information is particularly relevant as we go through this 26,000-year age shift. May you be blessed and awakened to your life's true purpose. I'm so grateful. Spiritual transformation, you know, just reconnecting with that true essence of who we are. I want to end with this song called Awakening. If we have time, we'll come back. If not, you can hold this energy of miracles. Just intend that there will be miracles. Using energy healing and using sound throughout our future. What I want to play is Awakening, which is an interesting song in that Awakening, when I was recording it, a funny thing happened. First of all, this one is tuned to a really slow breath, and it's about the breath of spirit. And while I was recording it, I was playing this MIDI saxophone, which is this electronic saxophone that plays string parts. So the high string part is actually being played with my breath. You can hear the sound of the breath slowly coming on and off. But then I look down, and I would stop recording, and I look down, I stopped playing, and the computer kept recording. And I thought, ah, dang it, I'm going to have to do a bunch of editing and fix it was perfect. Spirit completely took over. This song often brings people into a complete state of peace, and many, many, many people have had seriously transforming spiritual experiences with this song. This is Awakening. We don't make it back after this song. Thank you, and hold this energy the rest of your life into many lifetimes ahead. Thank you. myself, you know, with all the sound and music. My life has completely changed over the last 10 years. Of course, I'm doing sound in the classes and elsewhere as well. But really, just getting on the sound table and listening mostly to my own music has transformed my whole life. I am so much more still in my body, drastically more still than I was 10 years ago. My mind is way more focused. My memory is way better than it's ever been in my entire life. I feel much better in my body. I can sleep better now. There's like, also, as far as a spiritual transformation, the main thing is I'm able to connect to Source and Spirit at will now. And sound has helped me to do that. It's really shown me a tool that I can use to be able to be able to do this. Also, with sound, I've had some transformations where I've actually changed my whole way that I even teach. I remember when I was in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid in Egypt. Actually, I was doing sound in the sarcophagus, and I went down into the Akashic Records underneath the pyramid, went out of my body and into them, and this door opened up, and all this information came streaming up through my spine into my system, and I haven't been the same since. Total transformation with sound is possible. And now, the frequencies that are coming from maybe the center of the Milky Way that are now transforming the Earth are completely vibrations that are transforming all of us, most likely. So, if you have any miracles that you've experienced in the radio show or previously with sound, please, please, please email them to me, your experience. Write it out and send it to me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. I'm going to have a place on the website where you can submit them within a week here, but if you can go ahead and email it to me, I'll go ahead and post these, because I think the more if we could have like hundreds of these miracle stories, we could even do a movie of all the miracle stories that have happened and really start letting the mainstream know, oh my God, we can change the world with this. We can change the world with frequencies, pitches, timbres, tones, sounds, musical intervals, chords, rhythms, music, and an energy and intention. That's the true intention of all. Let's change the world. And let's start